There's a rather melancholy feel to this painting by the artist William Dyce. The scene is Pegwell Bay on the Kent coast, and the title dates it very specifically, October the 5th, 1858. It's Dyce's own family that we can see in the foreground, gathering shells on the beach, and the artist has shown himself on the right, at the foot of an ancient cliff. Look at the carefully depicted strata of rock. Dyce is gazing up beyond this, however, at a comet which streaks across the yellow sky, Donati's comet, which will not appear again for 2,000 years. Jane Munro.
There are these different layers of time that are going on. There's the immensity of the age of the earth. There's the relative brevity of human life. And then there's the even more brief passing of Donati's comet.
Indeed, yes. So there's this contrast between the sense of the scale and the heartlessness of nature and the very tender portrayal of Dyce's own family gathering shells on the beach, perhaps setting the frailty of human life and happiness against that immensity of time.
At the time, there was a great popular interest in geology, as well as a growing realisation that the Earth was considerably older than had hitherto been thought. The picture was painted just as Darwin's Origin of the Species was published, and Dyce, as a Christian believer, would have been distressed by the implications of some of Darwin's ideas. Diana Donald.
For Darwin, it was absolutely crucial that people should believe in the great age of the earth. He actually said in On the Origin of Species that if any reader who didn't accept that might immediately close the book and forget about Darwin's ideas. Why? Because it was only through millions of years that species could have developed through natural selection, through natural variation in individual animals and plants, which gave them the edge in the battle for survival, and gradually, very gradually, led on to the evolution of new species.